This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Are you a little scared of RJ?
Slightly, yeah.
You are in charge, and everyone's a little bit on edge when you're around. You're the Chris Mara of the show.
I take that as an insult.
No, it's not meant to be an insult.
You just shine a light on how you really feel, and that's troubling.
Doesn't respect you.
You think I'm just the lingerer in the meetings with bad opinions?
No.
The shadow GM.
You know what, Santiago? Cut it out. You are broken.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
No, we didn't do the read, RJ. I'll do the read right now.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Pulled in so many different directions. It's amazing I can make it through the show in one piece.
Yeah, excellent job with the clock, too, by the way. Well done.
If you weren't yammering at him about parachute stories, let me tell you another story about parachutes. Did I ever tell you this one? All right, we promise it's here. I know you can't. Listen, you have a lot to give, a lot to say. RJ, do me a favor. Pull up our predictions here for what we said Mel Kiper would have at his mock draft. Shall you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Rick, I have it right in front of me. It was just...
Shall you? He talks to me like I'm the help.
First he says you're the shadow boss, and then he treats you like the help.
Fetch me some water, shall you?
Shall you?
All right, that was very funny. Are we ready?
As we'll ever be.
Okay. Top overall selection. The Jaguars. Aiden Hutchinson, number one, well from done. Michigan. Aiden Hutchinson. Revisit where we predicted here, RJ.
You had Hutchinson.
Uh-huh.
Rick, I think, would have had Hutchinson, but
here we go.
Well, he said he wanted to be different.
Well, you know what? Part of me, too, is a good story. He went to Michigan, you know. Mm-hmm. Lions had the second pick.
So Rick did not have Hutchinson.
I did not, no.
So that's 1-0 for me.
Oh, here we go. Yep.
Second overall pick. He has Kayvon Thibodeau. Little write-up, number one overall high school recruit, how dominant he is as a pass rusher. Take us back minutes ago to who we each predicted in that spot.
Dave was correct. Rick had them flip-flopped. He had Thibodeau going one.
You know what? I don't even think that's a bad job by you because you're trying to be different. You wanted to mess with the order of operations a little bit, and you went there.
Fine. I wanted to cover our bases. You know what
Fine.
I'm saying?
You know like what? It's... Fine. So let's just say it starts now.
Okay.
Three, Houston, Evan Neal.
Both correct.
Both got that one right. Okay, great. Four, your Jets, Kyle Hamilton, safety, Notre Dame.
No. Why are we going to draft more safeties?
That's what he has. Because this kid's a dynamic safety.
No, I know he's dynamic. But, I mean, could we get a legit corner, please?
Well, the reaction there would tell you that Dave was correct.
Mm-hmm.
Rick had Derek Stingley, the corner out of LSU.
Yes.
Stinger.
So that's four for four for Dave, I believe.
No. Yeah, it is four for four.
Yep.
Damn it.
RJ, let me give you the quick read about Kyle Hamilton from Mel. The Jets had big defensive issues in Robert Saleh's first season as coach. From the front seven to the secondary, they didn't get after quarterbacks and they couldn't cover pass catchers, which is a recipe for another top five pick. Hamilton would fill a void at safety, especially if Marcus May leaves in free agency. 6 foot four, 220, has rare traits for his size, can play in the box or as a center fielder. He had 8 career interceptions for the Fighting Irish. He was one of the most versatile defenders in college football for the past 3 seasons. Hamilton played in only 7 games in 2021 because of a knee injury, but I'm told he'll be ready to work out at the combine in March. Jets also picked number 10, and they could get help on offense right there. So Hamilton, 4.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, I don't hate
How
it.
How could
I
you
mean,
hate it?
No, I don't hate it. I would rather, I would prefer the corner. I'm just saying. That's what I would prefer.
All right. And then lastly, number 5, he has the Giants taking Ikem Ekwonu out of NC State. Where did we predict that one, RJ?
Dave, you had that in the correct spot at 5th. And Rick had Charles Cross out of Mississippi State, who Mel has going 6.
Stop pandering, Tim. So give me a quick recap, RJ. Out of the 5 we predicted, Rick got how many?
Rick got 1.
Oh, One, and out of the five,
I really got three, just because I flip-flop.
Okay, you know what? Rick got three.
Rick got three.
And Dave got?
Five.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, good for you.
I am smart.
A perfect five for five.
Let me ask you a question, though. If you were the Jets at four, would you want the safety over the corner?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But that's not the point. The point is, you were five for five. I read the mind of one Mel Kiper Jr.
Let's go jump to seven quick.
Let's go through the top 10. Let's go through the whole thing.
There's a lot of people that think Ajabo is going to have more of a will translate better to the NFL too. More upside.
He has Charles Cross, offensive lineman with the Panthers, going six. You mentioned Ajabo. He has Ajabo going to the Giants out of Michigan at seven. I want to hear a quick write-up on Ajabo.
Are you going to read it?
I asked you a question.
Yes, I want to hear a quick write-up. This is a Giants pick we're talking about, potentially.
All right, always tough to project for teams that haven't hired new GM, so here's my thinking for this pick, which comes from the Bears and the Justin Fields trade. The Giants have some solid options on defense. Fair to say they underperformed as a unit in 2021. The best way to get better as a whole, pressure the quarterback, which helps every level of the defense. Rookie second-round pick Azeez Ojulari had a very nice season, leading the team with eight sacks, but they don't have another top-tier edge rusher on the other side. Ajabo can help the pass rush immediately, had an incredibly impressive season, racking up 11 sacks, five forced fumbles while playing opposite my projected number one pick in Aiden Hutchinson. Doesn't have Hutchinson's all-around game, has to get better against the run. A pure pass rusher, very high ceiling. With these two top seven selections, New York can get high-end starters on both sides of the ball, which is exactly what they need.
Exactly what they need. Or exactly. Let's clean up the offensive line would be nice, too.
You almost can't go wrong, though, right?
You better not go wrong with 5 and 7.
No, you better not is right. 8, Atlanta, Derek Stingley. 9, the Broncos, N'Kobe Dean. And 10, the Jets take receiver out of USC, Drake London.
Yeah.
Boy, that's analysis, huh?
Well, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, they're taking a safety and a wide receiver.
You don't love it at all. But you do need to give Zach Wilson as many pieces as you can have.
Just refresh my memory, Dave. Where did the Jets defense rank this season?
They were awful.
They were the worst in the NFL, correct?
Worst in the NFL. They were dreadful.
Okay. What do they always say? What have we always been told? We were doing the show with Kenny when they talked about, you know, how do you protect the young quarterback? Yeah, you need offensive weapons. I agree. Offensive line, hopefully, Becton comes back and he's figured it out. Veritucker was really good. Offensive line was actually a lot better than I think a lot of people thought.
Yes.
Moore's already shown you that he's going to be a stud.
You got Corey Davis back.
Get his head out of his ass. Hopefully Corey Davis shows up. We need a tight end, that's for sure. Let's address that in free agency. You like Michael Carter, right?
Yeah, he's a very nice
player. Always tell us this, though. One of the best ways to protect a good quarterback is have a good defense. And currently you have the worst defense in the National Football League.
It's a fair point. And you're adding an elite safety in this draft. You get what's the kid from Cincinnati that hurt him his Achilles last year?
Lawson?
Yeah, is it Carl Lawson? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he comes back. And it sounds like you don't have any other picks.
Well, we still don't. I mean, we really don't have corners. I mean, corner's an issue. And then we don't have any. I mean, tell me the last time we had a legit edge pass rusher.
Why are you not going to pay Marcus May, though?
Because it's not one of their guys. This is what happens when you listen. This is what happens though when
but
you.
But this
have,
doesn't make sense. So you're
not going to pay him off
Jamal
Achilles.
Adams, and
they're
you get a king's ransom for him.
They're not
then you
pay
draft
him
Marcus May, and you're going to lose him. Now you're going to draft another safety.
That's what I'm saying. And they're not going to pay him off an Achilles. I mean, they're going to pay him what he wants off an Achilles.
Well, but maybe what he wants off an Achilles is not what he would have gotten pre-Achilles injury.
Yeah, but you know he feels away because they didn't extend him and they gave him. You know what I mean? And he didn't make his money and he blew out his Achilles. Absolutely
sure
feels away about it.
So you don't like this mock draft for Mel Kiper?
No, I don't. I don't think
you know what
like
RJ would be nice. Not today because I'm sure he's overwhelmed. What we should start to have Mel Kiper on.
Tell Mel Kiper this, RJ, when you talk to him, I will personally send him a pumpkin pie once a month if he agrees to be on.
Would
the
you
show.
Sign him up with like a pumpkin pie of the month club?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So the plan's gone.
I will send him pumpkin pies. His house will be littered with fresh pumpkin pie.
Would you send him pumpkin pie a week if he said he would do a weekly on the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick, we didn't run through the entirety of the first round. Would you like to hear some more kind of key pieces in that first round from Mel?
Yeah, give me some key.
All right, so the first quarterback off the board I actually find surprising. Washington at 11, Malik Willis out of Liberty.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what?
I'm not surprised by that.
No? Vikings take the corner from Cincinnati. Ahmad Gardner. Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver from Ohio State, stays in Ohio and goes to Cleveland. This to me, would be a great pick and makes sense because they always seem to get such great value. Ravens, 14. Tyler Linderbaum out of Iowa. The center.
I would like to see the Giants take him.
My understanding is 7 seems very early for a center, though, no?
All right, we'll trade back a couple picks.
I would love to do that.
Listen, didn't we say the same? Now, Andrew Thomas is good, but we're going over, I mean, because they had their pick of the litter, whatever offensive tackle that they wanted. I mean, didn't we say it? I know we said it at the time. I mean, Tristan Wirfs is jumping out of pools and everything else.
Yeah.
You want an offensive lineman, where do you go? Looking for offensive lineman. Where's a good place to start?
Iowa.
Yeah, okay.
And I love Linderbaum. I just think 5 or 7 too high.
When you have a good center, all you talk about is, oh, especially with the young quarterback, having a great, you know, the amount of how important the center is. When you have one, it's great. They're the most important guy in the line. Then all of a sudden, you don't have one, and we want to downplay.
If you told me the Giants took the best offensive lineman at 5, Linderbaum's there at 7, they trade back to 10, they get another pick or two later in the draft and get him at 10 or 11, I would do backflips over that.
It's a home run.
Devin Lloyd, linebacker for Philly at 15. Philly goes 15, 16, 19, by the way. I can't say this name. Arnold Ebikete out of Penn State.
Close, yeah.
Is that not how you say it?
Well, I don't know how to say it.
So why are you laughing at me then? Maybe I got it exactly right.
Maybe you did. I thought it sounded good.
Arnold Ebikete.
You can't get the Giants GM's name right.
Well, because it changes every 10 minutes. It started as Sean, then it was Sheen, and now it's Shane. Jordan Davis, defensive tackle to the Chargers at 17. Kenny Pickett to the Saints at 18. That makes sense, huh?
Well, they need a quarterback. Yeah, they got to figure out what
they're doing. Desperately. Chris Olave to the Eagles at 19. Another quarterback off the board at 20. Matt Corral to Ole Miss. Did you see this report?
That's RJ's guy, by the way. Remember that? He loves Chris Olave. Loves him.
RJ Santillo?
RJ Santillo, yeah, Don. The Don of the show, RJ
That's
Santillo.
A great memory. See, Dave, you don't care. You don't listen.
Well, because RJ Bell, who went to Ohio State, also loves Chris Olave.
Yeah, he's been on the show countless times talking about Chris Olave.
You know, I talk to him every Saturday. So, see, this is what he does. He belittles people.
Well, I see which RJ you prefer.
And I think it's a great word that you used for him. He is the Don of the show. See, nobody would realize it. Until you see what goes on behind the scenes, he's pressing buttons, he's manipulating everybody.
No.
That's exactly what he is.
No, Rick just brought up a great point. The name RJ was said, and your name went to RJ Bell. That's who you think of.
Oh, he's got a man crush on RJ Bell for some reason.
Yeah, it's okay.
He loves
Matt Corral to the Steelers, 20. Did you see the report yesterday? And it can't be true that the Steelers said they're going to ride with Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, but that's not that new.
You can't do that.
No, I heard that. I heard that before the playoffs started. That question was posed. What do they do with the quarterback? Because Ben's gone, and they're gonna try to ride it out with Mason Rudolph.
They've invested so
much into him.
Tell you what, they go Mason Rudolph, and this he's never been below 500 streak of Mike Tomlin. That says goodbye.
I wouldn't put anything past Mike Tomlin.
No, neither would I. You better hope this doesn't happen.
No, I hope it doesn't happen.
Patriots 21, Jameson Williams.
Yeah, great. Makes sense.
Kuiper says he would have been a top 10 pick if he didn't tear his ACL in the title game.
He was supposed to be the first wide receiver off the board, wasn't he?
I know. And now he has him going 21. Andrew Booth to the Raiders. George Karloftis, defensive end out of Purdue, to the Cardinals. Trayvon Walker to the Cowboys, 24. Trevor Penning, offensive lineman from Northern Iowa, to the Bengals. That's the help they need to protect their franchise quarterback. Jahan Dotson to Miami, 26. Buffalo, Trent McDuffie, corner out of Washington. Sam Howell, quarterback from North Carolina, to Detroit at 28. Cam Thomas, defensive end, San Diego State, 29. DeMarvin Leal, defensive lineman, 30 to the Bucks. Kyler Gordon, 31, out of Washington to Tennessee. And Trey McBride, tight end, Colorado State, to the Green Bay Packers, 32. So he's the Packers winning the Super Bowl.
It's going to be a great offseason. It really is.
The best. Oh, we're going to Vegas for the draft, right?
And going to Vegas will see Celine, which I think will be nice.
RJ will be with us.
Yeah, we'll take RJ.
We'll turn to him. It'll be like Kramer with the caddy. He'll turn to him. What do I do? I have two nines against a seven, RJ. What do I do? You split those right now?
See, I have to ask the question, though. Which RJ are you talking about? I have no idea. That's probably why you want to go to Vegas. You want to see RJ Bell.
Sleep at RJ's house. That's what I do.
You want to see RJ Bell. That's the only reason.
Would it blow your mind if me, you, RJ Santillo, and RJ Bell all went out for dinner?
That would be mind-blowing, yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot. Ira, Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? Well, I tell you, I respect they have a job to do with the draft and the mocks and everything, but I really can't seriously talk about it until I see what teams do in free agency. But if they're ranking the players. And, Rick, I kind of agree with you. It's hard to take a safety at four. This guy got to be a Ronnie Lott type of player, Hamilton, if they would take him. But to be honest with the corners, I don't think so, man. I think Sala and I think Douglas, they're on the same path. I think, it's the front seven. I mean, Hall and Echols, they kind of really came along very nicely. And even Guidry and Carter, number two. Now, I'm telling you, I think they're good with it.
Ira, you don't have corners that you look at and you're like, I got corners. You have guys that are guys.
But that's Salah's system. I'm telling you, he wants pressure on the quarterback, and he could live with secondary guys. I know they have to upgrade at safety, but I don't think they're taking a corner at number four. I really don't. But I do. The Jets haven't drafted. Double check me. I think I'm right. They haven't drafted a receiver in the first round since Santana Moss. And listen, you saw what the Bengals did with Chase and Burrow. And if there's a receiver, at number 10
Ira, please, do not use Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow as an example as to why the Jets should draft a wide receiver. That is a special, special case. If it wasn't Jamar Chase, they weren't drafting a wide receiver at that pick. There was no chance they were drafting a wide receiver at that pick. The only reason they drafted him was because he has a relationship with Joe Burrow. That's it. They have natural chemistry from LSU.
I get that. But it just, I think they're going to get a receiver high because they have to give Wilson, they need him to have a number one receiver. Corey Davis is a number two receiver at best.
Maybe,
and Elijah Moore is not going to be number one. He's going to move into the slot. So you're probably going to have a rookie outside, Davis on the other side, and probably Elijah Moore in the middle. And then Berrios, if he's not with the Patriots, will probably be the number four receiver.
Yeah, but why not? You have money to spend, though. Why not go out? It didn't work with Corey Davis, so I'm not even going to suggest it. But and I didn't say, listen, I didn't say it had to be a corner, but if it's between corner and safety, give me the corner. Yeah, I agree. We need to find a way to put more pressure on the quarterback. If it ends up being an edge pass rusher, I'm fine with that. I just don't know if we did. Do we need to draft another safety with the fourth overall pick?
Safety at four does seem a little bit early, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think wide receiver at four seems a little bit early to
me. Nobody says wide receiver at four, though. And again, comparing this to Jamar Chase is different.
That's apples to red. That's not even close.
Come on. And none of these guys are Jamar Chase. None of them.
But Dave, if his name wasn't Ja'Marr Chase and hadn't played with Joe Burrow at LSU, they're not taking him at that pay. They're not taking a wide receiver there.
Correct. That's right.
Because their offensive line still stinks. What's the only holdup right now with Cincinnati?
Their offensive line is lousy.
Okay, right. And that was the decision. Do we take an offensive lineman or do we take Ja'Marr Chase?
Could you imagine if this offseason they load up on offensive line and that's good next year?
Forget it.
Look out.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
How about this? I was done before I even paid the money.
Yeah, I'm same as you. I'm done. I haven't paid the money yet.
So I had the Patriots. They almost covered. They just didn't cover by 26, and I had to pay the money.
I was in the same boat. I had the Steelers. It's close.
Yeah, you were right. You were right there. You look good early.
Yeah,
at least you had like a minute. You had a moment of, oh my God, I have a chance to cover. Never once did I have a chance to cover my game.
No, that's not the case at all because it put me in a bad spot.
Your team led 7-0.
No, but that we had Kansas City against the K show.
So it's a win-win.
No, it's not because I didn't want to win. I wanted us to win.
Well, then it was a win for you because you got what you wanted.
It's money well spent.
By the way, we're deadlocked with the K show now.
Deadlocked. And you notice how they haven't brought it up one time.
Not going to.
Not one time.
The one I really like, Peter, was so obnoxious.
Oh,
about
he was
it.
So smug.
Like,
so,
do you even watch football? Do you know any? I mean, Rothenberg can answer any trivia question, but he can't pick a game to save his life. He stinks.
We don't forget either. That's what they don't understand.
Elephants.
We hear everything. We don't forget.
They're goldfish where they have no memory, and we're elephants where we forget nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. All right, let's go to the calls, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Shall we?
You like that phrase?
Shall you?
Shall you? I'm confused by this. Line two, the electric caddy?
That's him on Twitter, yeah.
Oh, on Twitter, he's the electric caddy, and he's carrying that over. In Yonkers, good morning, electric caddy.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to bring up, I'm a Buccaneers fan, so I really don't have much to complain about this football season, so I'm just enjoying my time. So I figured I'd want to give back a little.
Electric caddy, though, before you. Who just hung up on electric caddy?
Santiago.
What is wrong with this guy?
You never get angry like that. That's
this guy is an animal.
I know.
Oh, I was going to ask him a legitimate question.
Yeah, but he can't handle it.
No,
Santiago, why did you hang up on the electric caddy?
That was a mistake. That was
so
a mistake.
Jittery. Of it.
He's jittery.
No,
he watches a man steal chocolate milk, and he can't function properly.
Do you want the actual, like, what happened here?
Yeah, we always want you to bring us behind the curtain.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you just did the Superbox bonanza, right?
I did the read for it, correct.
And we have a winner, and I was trying to switch the board over so I could get said winner ready to go, and because of that, I dropped
the
electric caddy.
I didn't realize he would get into like the
hey, listen,
Odyssey version of what happened. Oh, my God.
I asked you if you wanted to know what happened. I told you what happened.
What happened was I had the electric caddy online, too, and then I'm switching over for the Superbox Bonanza.
You know what?
Oh, my God. You must be great on a date, by the way.
You know what? Forget it. Just
you really? Why did you order that pizza? Well, I started enjoying the pepperoni as a child. And mom would make pepperoni well into my teens.
You asked the question. I asked you if you wanted the explanation. I gave you the explanation. Do you want to hear back from Electric Caddy or no?
That was the worst.
Do you want to hear back from Electric Caddy or no?
I want you to not talk anymore. Because what
you are trying to kill the show. I'm done with the show. Goodbye.
I see what's happening. Rick, do you not see this? He is so despondent over the Cowboys that he's going to try to paralyze the show.
You gave him the snore.
Oh. Did you hear the explanation? So I had to switch the board over and then, like, stop talking. I thought maybe we could get like, Electric Caddy. I'm sorry he hung up on you. I'm happy to have you back.
It's okay. But here's the funny thing. I know people are listening right now of Westchester that know this voice and are absolutely cracking up that I just put the, I call in and the show goes to chaos. They're dying right now. But I wanted to offer you guys something. As part of my therapy and recovery that I've been doing, I've been doing painting again. And I have two ideas for paintings for both Dave and Rick. And I was wondering if I could do them for you guys and send it to you.
Yes. That would be great.
Absolutely.
Are you going to tell us in advance what paintings we'll be getting, or these surprise paintings?
No, I'll tell you in advance because I already had the idea. I just wanted the okay from you guys. Dave, of course I'm going to give you a giant painting.
Beautiful.
Could I get a nude of Dave to put on my wall?
I'll do him as the George Costanza.
Yes.
That he's doing in his underwear on the bed.
Or how about the Kramer? The Kramer. Yeah, do the Kramer for him.
No, but Dave, you're going to get a giant scene one, and Rick, I'm going to do one for you, Islanders based, but there's also a picture that's going to be coming along with it. Because I actually found the picture when I was listening to you and Alan Hahn talk about that bridge incident you had and everybody called you.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us the story. I found that picture. And listen, Santiago, listen to this. Thank you, Electric Caddy, for the call. We look forward to hearing from you again. Have a great day. That would be now. Yeah, look at you. So
I would good. I would love to display a tasteful nude of you on my wall in the office.
There is no way you would do that.
Dave, I will guarantee you, you name the amount of money, that if I get a tasteful nude painting of Dave Rothenberg, it will be displayed in the office.
I don't want to have this conversation.
It'd be gorgeous. Who's that handsome man? Oh, that's my co-host. That's Dave Rothenberg.
You know what? I'd say you'd never do it, but you have like a tattoo of your father-in-law on your bottom.
Oh, definitely. You know I'll do it.
Daryl DeVallos from Howell, New Jersey is the Superbox Bonanza winner. Yes, Daryl. Congratulations.
Yes, yes. Good morning.
So excited. All right. Daryl, what number are you picking here?
100.
Ooh.
Not a daily double. But you are very much now ensconced, locked in for the Superbox Bonanza. No.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Thank you, Daryl. So are you. And there
it feels good
Darryl
to win stuff, doesn't it? Like, win stuff, give stuff away. It feels
love
good.
Love it. I love it. I love the Superbox Bonanza.
Oh,
absolutely adore it.
Who doesn't love it? I'm sure we'll have our own little illegal box pool here at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
That we'll donate money to.
And I'll get like 9 and 5 will be my numbers.
Yeah. So how does this work? Well, you know, if Ned and Stevie have this box.
Yeah. Whoever runs it gets like 7 and 0. Rothenberg, you got 7.5. I got 7.5. I don't know. I can get a half. No, it's a new creation that I've put in here.
In the Dawn, RJ gets the bye, of course.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
RJ,
of course the Dawn gets Green Bay.
RJ doesn't have to worry about it. My game is over. Before we even hit Sunday, my game is over.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course you don't.
To be honest.
See, this is how you know he's wrapped up in it. He's part of it.
He's he's like the consigliere for these people.
Yeah, he's the mastermind of this
thing. That's right. Trevor Marlboro. Trevor, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing great, Trev.
Just some observations. I'm a New Jersey resident. I'm a Giant season ticket holder and a Dolphin season ticket holder. And I could tell you, you believe half of what you see. Half of what you see and none of what you hear. And I went to 4 Dolphin games this year, and looking at the sideline, Brian Flores is not integrated with the players. I mean, all the other coaches are there rallying up, talking. He is standing alone on the sideline. So I know what I see with my own eyes. To me, you know, one game under 500 record, he does not pass the test.
It seems like you're in the minority there, though.
Yeah, but how many coaches? I mean, you don't see Bill Belichick integrated with the players. I mean, he'll go over and he'll discuss stuff with the defense if he has to, but you can have your own opinion. I mean, you've seen, obviously, gone to, a bunch of Dolphins games, and it sounds like you're a Dolphins fan, too.
Yeah, that guy's a big fan of football.
Yeah, how about that? Season tickets to both.
To both. And wealthy.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right.
Good for him.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill, said this for you because you have phone issues. It feels really, really good. Forget that. Actually, it feels great, and you should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now they're offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot, nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Corey in Greenwich. Good morning, Corey. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi,
Corey.
Guys. Sorry, I was on the tractor. I had to get off quick.
You were where?
He was on the tractor.
A tractor?
Yeah, I do my farm tours and listen to your show.
Farm tours?
That's a real man right there. Real man.
Corey, I don't even know what's happening, but good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I saw a mock draft, and I just wanted to know, I think it's crazy, and I know Dave will not like it, but Rick will like it. It was on Sports Illustrated, and it had the Giants moving up to 1 to get Pickett. And number 2, it had Carolina moving up to get Neal, the lineman. So all said and done, it had the Jets finally getting Michigan's D-end. And I was like, wow, imagine that.
It's a terrible mock draft, Corey. And thanks, and good luck on
today's
tractor.
How dare you?
Come on. The Giants are going to move. First of all, Kenny Pickett's not going to go 1.
Kenny Pickett, look at two gloves. Kenny going 1.
That's not going to happen. The Giants don't have enough draft capital to. I mean, you're not going to be able to do anything in free agency. So now you're going to spend your draft capital to move up to 1 to take a quarterback you could get at 5 or 7.
No, you're not doing that.
No. And then the Panthers are going to trade. No, you're not. Not
but don't blame Corey for that. He saw it. All right, he's not making it up.
Forget about that. The guy he jumped off the tractor.
Yes.
Did he say he was giving farm tours?
I believe that's what he said, yeah.
At 7 o'clock in the morning when it's like 9 degrees outside?
Big time. This is a gorgeous farm.
What is going on?
Maybe we do the show live from the farm.
Live from a tractor?
From the tractor. That'll get you to Yellowstone, I guarantee you. You get on the tractor in the farm, you're watching Yellowstone immediately.
I'm going to finish Only Murders in the Building, and then I'm going to get into Yellowstone.
Is that the... Who's in that?
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Martin Short and Selena Gomez.
What instrument is Steve Martin? Is the fiddle? What is he really good at?
Yes. I believe it's
the banjo?
Fiddle. The banjo. That's
the
it.
Banjo.
The banjo. Yes.
The banjo. Yeah. He's like really good
he's
at it.
He's very talented.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very talented. Let's go to Aaron in the car. Good morning, Aaron. You're on 98.7. Are you on a tractor?
I am not on a tractor. I'm in an off-mode, but thank you for asking.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So, yeah, I mean, just listening to your guys' take on the draft, I think I'm with Rick here. You know, I don't really love taking a safety that early. I think we got to get out of this habit of drafting guys high that we're not going to sign the long-term contracts. Like, you're never going to pay a safety. You might pay a shutdown corner if he's good enough. You might pay a pass rusher if he's good enough. But, I think definitely not a safety. And I don't think we really need a receiver that high either. I think Moore is going to be a stud. We're already locked into Davis. Hopefully bring Berrios back. I think if you're going to go offense, I'd rather go offensive lineman. Maybe some insurance if Becton doesn't get his head out of his, you know what?
Well, here's the thing, Aaron, thanks for the call. You're not taking an insurance offensive lineman at 4 or 10. If you're taking an offensive line, whoever you take at 4 or 10, you expect to be a stud player.
Yes, correct.
Not like if it doesn't work out with Becton.
Okay, but he's not wrong. I mean, what's been one of the Jets' biggest problems, though, and why this thing there's been no consistency is because they don't. They draft guys, and they don't get they don't sign them to second contracts.
I agree with that. But this idea also that Elijah Moore, Corey Davis, and Braxton Berrios set up a great trio of receivers moving forward.
No, I think you need help, and I think you need to find we need a tight end. They need a legitimate tight end.
Desperately. All right, Santi, you're allowed to talk again. It is now time for 3 stars.
No, you're on your own. Go ahead.
No.
You're good.
No.
You're good.
No.
Don't do
you're
it.
Good.
Don't paralyze
you're gonna,
the
you're
show.
You're going to sabotage the entire show because you're a baby?
You're accusing me of being... Oh, all right, fine.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
And you know what the shame is? This would have been number 1 because I was really impressed with your performance today on Stump Rothenberg. What'd you do, a 10 for 10?
10 for 10.
Got great questions right. RJ did a very good job screening the calls.
Great job.
And you completely knocked out the guessing what college everyone was from. So I thought you did a good job there. Would have been number 1, but since you're a jerk,
so do you see what's happening, though, now? He's adjusting the 3 stars based on his like factor with whoever is doing it.
No.
That's
fine. If I'm going to be accused of sabotaging, I may as well actually sabotage.
That's fine.
Number two.
So number two, and we'll continue with the Dave theme because he likes to yell at no one in particular.
We didn't do the read, RJ. I'll do the read right now.
Again, that was not on the air, so you were yelling at RJ.
He's scolding me.
You like to bring things behind the curtain. Again, and that's another example of you being a hypocrite because you like to yell at people for things that have nothing to do with what's going on the air, and people have no idea. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's funny, but, you know.
You have a real anger issue, though.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea.
Number one.
Rick DiPietro telling a great story on the air that we've never heard before was the parachute story. Rick, you know, bring more parachute stories to the table tomorrow. I'm looking forward to hearing all of them.
The parachute story. I mean, maybe you could tell us about how a teammate got kidnapped one time
Do not ever criticize. You love that story.
I love the story, but you've told it a lot of times on the air.
Well, people need to hear about the kidnapping.
You know what? Tune in tomorrow for kidnapping and parachutes here on 98.7. Jay Will, Max, they come your way in moments with KJM on 98.7 ESPN. Guys, both Giants fans, because you were brought up. Good morning. You brought up the right way.
Rick, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me a question. What's up, Jay?
Well, can I ask you, why'd you do that to Dave? You know, so this morning, at 5:30, I'm in the car, I'm on my way to work, I'm listening to you guys. You guys, a lot of laughs this morning, a lot of giggles. Yeah. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Thank you.
And just why do you tell Dave that the Knicks are going to finish sixth or better? Why would you tell him that they're going to win the game last night? Why would you do that to him?
Jay, he told
Dave, you deserve better. I just want you to know
Jay.
That. You deserve better,
And
Dave.
You know what? See, this is why Jay's a gentleman. Because you know that he doesn't feel great after Duke lost last night again. They probably should have won, got ripped away, and they lose in Florida State. But he comes with a positive attitude. And he still picks up on the nuances of the show. Thank you, Jay. Answer
welcome,
now, Rick.
Man. You're welcome. Yes.
It's amazing to me that you somehow talked this lie into it's actually the truth now. It's amazing to me.
I just don't know why you would tell that to your friend, Rick. If you really care about your friend, you wouldn't tell him that the Knicks are going to finish better than
why are you giving him false hope because they won't make the playoffs? Is that the
why
idea?
Why would you do that, Rick? That's wrong.
Jay, what's going on with the Knicks, please? Explain to me. I don't understand what I'm watching right now, Jay.
I got to figure this out, guys. I don't know what the stat is, but how many games have the Knicks had a chance to win down the stretch and they just don't find a way to win? They just seem like they just blunder these games down the stretch. And I've said this before about this team. I know that last year they exceeded expectations, but there's a lot of questioning around RJ Barrett. Obviously, has been playing a lot better, but it's just like, you know, their core, it seems like they're wear down. Like they don't have the stamina, the mental or the physical stamina to win those games down the stretch when you have those moments that they could do it. It's just they don't get over that hump, Max. It's a problem.
Knicks fans.
You know what, Max? Cut it out. Seriously. Cut it out.
I used to stand online, and they were blockbusters. Like, it would go around the block. Freezing cold, middle of the night, didn't matter, my brother and me, because there'd be X number of playoff tickets if you weren't season ticket holders, right? And you could get so many tickets per person, right? You get like two each, whatever. And we basically not camp out, but we'd be online all night for those tickets back in the day. And those were the glory years. You know why? Because they'd win a playoff game or two. In New York City, the center of the known universe, basketball crazy New York City, the level of pathetic, like the standards are non-existent. Those were the glory years. There was no championships in those years. And those were the glory years in my lifetime. Okay, keep rooting for the Knicks. See where
can
it
I
gets
ask you a question here? Because right now I'm very annoyed with you. Yeah. You were a Knicks fan, right?
Yeah.
And now you gave up on the Knicks and you root for who?
The Nets.
Well, in New York, there was never. I'm a Lakers fan. I always wanted
the
Knicks to be.
You said you were a Nets fan.
You said you were a Knicks fan.
I am in terms of New York He's teams, I root for the Nets. And I live in New York again now, so the local team is the Nets. I will root for them.
Let's be fair. You're not really an NBA fan.
I'm a huge NBA fan.
No,
there was
there
was never an alternative in New York in my lifetime. They've now given you an option. When they were in Jersey, it was not an option.
Don't do that.
They're
to my
in
state. We're
Brooklyn.
Right there. It's the tri-state. Don't
but,
do that.
But it's still
just
the new,
as close as Brooklyn.
If they would have called
just
them
as close as Brooklyn.
But if they would have called
no,
them the
right
New
there.
York Nets, even they were the New Jersey Nets. They're in Brooklyn now. You have a choice. basketball fans in New York. You don't have to accept the slop the Knicks are feeding you. That's Brooklyn like being, got KD, like Harden, and Kyrie basically the minute they showed up in town. But why can't the Knicks ever do that?
It's like being a Lakers fan and saying, like, well, the Lakers aren't great and I have another option. So I'll
No, it's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. The Lakers have built in equity over decades.
I'm done. You guys are going to go Superbox Bonanza on your show. We look forward to that. Max, I can't even believe you. Jay, I love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. All right, Rick.
All right, goodbye.
Stay true, Rick. All right,
see you guys.
Repulsive is fandom or lack thereof. It's Rule 76.
It's no excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and...
And parachutes.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.